Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Evolution has been a popular belief system in the last 100 years. It was originally created in the 1800s by a guy named Charles Darwin, who was probably a communist, but it became especially popular after the 1920s. There was like this famous trial that happened because this teacher decided to teach it to some students at a high school, even though the law said that he couldn't. And then everybody, like, kind of fell on his side for some reason after he won that trial. And today I'm going to point out why evolution is a lie. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Evolution is a Lie. Let's get started. So, first of all, evolution completely goes against biblical principles, because the Bible clearly says that God spoke everything into existence and plays an active role in the world today. He's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's omniscient, means he knows everything. And evolution suggests one of two things: either the belief that there is no God, which is objectively false. You might as well claim you don't believe in gravity, because, I mean, if God didn't exist, we wouldn't exist. Therefore, he clearly does. So, if you don't believe in him, then reject gravity and try to run on the ceiling. That's all I can say. And then the other thing it could suggest is, because some people will say that God exists, but so does evolution. Well, that doesn't work either, because essentially, what you're then suggesting is a passive God, which is the idea that God essentially threw us in the crock pot and forgot about us. There is a belief system that promotes the more extreme version of this ideology, and that is called deism. A lot of our founding fathers believed in it, and it is very biblically problematic, because again, it suggests that God essentially threw us in the crock pot and just forgot about us, like created us and just had nothing more to do with us. And that is completely wrong. And then to go along with that, evolution is also ahistorical, because it suggests that the Earth is much older than it actually is, because evolutionists will say that their process takes like thousands or millions of years. But the thing is, our Earth is only 6,000 years old or thereabouts. So obviously something can't happen in time that didn't exist. It'd be like if a guy was born in 1992 and then claimed he fought in the war between the states. It just wouldn't be plausible, because that happened over 100 years before he was born. And then also, evolutionists, they try to suggest that there's some sort of hierarchy of species, therefore. Like, that's basically implicit in the whole argument for evolution. And that's also wrong, because one, God gave us dominion over the Earth, but he didn't then set forth a complex hierarchy of species, saying, like, and this species is better than that species, and that species is better than this one, and this one shall rule over that one. No, he didn't do that. In fact, he only put enmity between man and the serpent after sin entered the world. Because, you know, Satan took the form of a serpent, basically, and tempted Eve to eat the fruit, and then she gave it to Adam, and that's how that happened. So, when the world was created, there was no real hierarchy between species other than that man had dominion over the earth. And was to tend the garden. So that also leads into my next point, which is that evolution, basically, it dovetails too nicely with socialism and centralization, because it suggests that, like how they think that supposedly there are species that are better than others, and therefore there must be one at the top, it also suggests that in society there should be a guy or a group of guys at the top that control everything, and everybody just falls in line and does whatever the elites say because the elites are their betters and know everything. And that's wrong. That's morally wrong and is not how society should be. That goes against liberty. That goes against the ideals that founded this country when we broke away from Britain, because Britain had a king. A king is a textbook example of centralization. The king says something, you do it. I mean, sure, they were starting to have like a parliament and whatnot when we broke away, but still, they had a king and he had a pretty good deal of power up to that point. So, yeah. And then another point I'd like to make that debunks evolution is that evolution is wrong because essentially evolutionists are equating us, who bear the image of God, with animals who do not. Animals were made by God, but were not made in the image of God. There is a difference. And so when you claim that we evolved, quote unquote, from animals, you are essentially equating us with things that do not bear his image, and thus you are implicitly rejecting the idea that we were created in his image, because you are rejecting the idea that there is something that separates us, and that something is that we are created in God's image. That's what the Bible says very clearly. That's why I mentioned in a previous episode that we are higher than the animals. It's probably one of my episodes on life. Wouldn't surprise me. And here's another thing evolutionists can't explain. They cannot seem to explain the fact that monkeys still exist and other bacteria still exist. They claim that life started with bacteria. Well, okay, if life started from bacteria and evolved from bacteria, then why is bacteria still here? Why do we still have bacteria? If the entire claim is that evolution says out with the old and in with the new, then we shouldn't still have any bacteria if we evolve from bacteria. We shouldn't still have monkeys if we evolve from monkeys. Both these things still exist. Therefore, we cannot have quote-unquote evolved from them. And like, also, another thing on that point I didn't have in my notes, but it's related, and I'd like to mention it. And I've seen some, like, memes to this effect. Okay, if we evolved from something, then we'd have to share a lot of our DNA with it, right? But we share a lot of DNA with things that even the evolutionists do not claim we evolved from. We share over 90% of our DNA from, like, with bananas. We can't have evolved from bananas. Like, I mean, I don't believe in the theory to begin with, but even if you do, nobody claims we evolved from bananas, that we're banana people or something. And we share over 90% of our DNA with mice, but we're not rodent people either. So, yeah. That also is a thing I'd like to mention. And then something that I will probably cover in a bit more depth when I cover the issue of quote-unquote de-extinction, which I also think is very unethical. They're talking about it with woolly mammoths and stuff, is I think that just like people, every species has a time. Every person has a time when God calls him home. And every species, thus, also has a time when God says, okay, that's, your time is up. There will be no more, I don't know, rabbits or goats or birds, bluebirds, whatever the species is. I know that there's no direct thing in the Bible that says every species has its time, but logically, that makes sense to me. Also, another thing I believe that's not directly in the Bible, but that would make the most sense, is that animals have an easier route to heaven than people do, because animals don't know sin. Therefore, they don't have to repent of their sins. And therefore, they go to heaven automatically, by default, since they can't sin, and therefore don't have to repent of their sins, and can't be sent to the place where all the unrepentant sinners go, because they can't be unrepentant sinners, because they don't know sin. And so that's another argument that would debunk evolution, is if evolution was real and if we were animals, then we couldn't know sin because we'd be no different from them and they don't know sin. And therefore, we'd have an easier route to heaven than we do because we wouldn't have to repent for sin if we didn't know sin. So there's that. And also, like, I know I pointed out that there's no complex social hierarchy between the species. The closest thing I can think of is, like, food chains. But even there, that's not even complex because a food chain is just this thing eats that thing. That thing then eats this thing. This thing then eats that. Like, it's, that's not a, I would not call that a social hierarchy, especially because food chains exist, but so do food webs, which means that a variety of things can eat this other thing, and this other thing can eat a variety of other things. So, like, obviously nobody, even those who believe in evolution, don't claim we came from plants, for example. And most animals, as well as us, eat plants. So, yeah, take from that what you may. And then another thing they can't seem to explain is how the DNA would not only know it's time to adapt, but would know to wait. Because they'll claim, for example, that, oh, well, the polar bears evolved to be prepared for the cold by having, like, really thick skin and fur and all that. Okay, but if, or a better example would be, I guess a better example of that from that would be, they'll claim that whales started out as pigs. Okay, but if the pigs fell in the water or whatever, then wouldn't those same pigs who fell in the water, wouldn't they experience the changes they'd need to survive in the water? They would, logically speaking, because if their DNA would know that we need to develop fins to survive in the water, then you would think that they would then develop that right away, rather than just somewhere down the line, you have a pig with legs that has a baby that's born with fins. They can't explain how that would happen, so therefore that can't be how it happened, because everything happens for a reason. So if you can't give me a reason why this thing happened, then clearly it didn't happen that way, because there's no, God doesn't speak in vain. And so if somebody can explain that, I'd love to hear it, but as far as I can tell, that's a bunch of baloney. So I think that's about everything. To recap, evolution is ahistorical. It suggests something happened, suggests that things evolved over thousands or millions of years, which clearly can't be the case because the Earth is only 6,000 years old. It goes against the Bible because it either suggests that there is no God or that God threw us in the crock pot and forgot about us. It also is unbiblical because it suggests that we are equal to things that were not created in God's image. And it completely goes against all logic because, first of all, they can't explain how the DNA would know to wait for a different generation to develop the traits that it would need to survive rather than that individual that is in the hard situation. And they can't explain how we can share 90% of our DNA with an apple tree, and yet they don't claim we evolved from apple trees. They also can't explain why monkeys and bacteria and other things they claim we quote-unquote evolved from are still here. Also, with the whale example, they can't explain then why we still have pigs if whales evolved from pigs. So therefore, if evolution was true, those things would not exist because whatever evolved, quote-unquote, from them would have taken their place. They also claim that there is some sort of complex hierarchy of species that is inherent to the claim of evolution, because you're claiming that this species is better than that species. Which is not only wrong because God gave us dominion over the earth, but did not set forth some sort of real complex social hierarchy between the species of animals, and whatnot, but also is wrong because, like, the only time where there is a distinction made between the animals in the Bible, other than like the clean and unclean, which is referring to like what people can eat and touch and whatnot, not referring to where animals rank in and of themselves, is when God put enmity between the serpent and man. And man is obviously not an animal, because as I pointed out, we're higher than the animals because we bear his image and animals do not. So they are claiming that there is some sort of complex hierarchy among animals that does not exist, the evolutionists are. And then they are also claiming this and teaching it in the schools, and it dovetails too nicely with socialism and centralization of the government, because it suggests that, like the animals and whatnot, that we should have some guy or group of guys at the top who decide everything, and everybody just goes along with what those guys say because those guys are supposedly our betters and therefore know everything and know what's best. And that completely goes against liberty and, like, individual liberty, as well as, like, the ability of local communities to make their own decisions, which fundamentally then goes against the ideals that formed America as we know it, because Britain had a king, and that king still had quite a bit of power at that time in 1776, even though there was a parliament. And so Britain was a centralized system, and the colonies broke away from that. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if there's anything I missed, I will happily cover it at a later date. And I hope you've enjoyed it, or at least become more informed by it, and I hope you'll pass it along to anybody that might be interested. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed, and feel free to check out the Facebook page and the X account, which is, again, JFSC Pod. And thank you so much. I hope you'll come back next time. Have a blessed day.